Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Pei Beis a Masech D'Schul. Some of the topics we learned about include Shnayim Shalakhu Paru Ubana Eza Shalakach Rishon Yishchat Rishon. If a cow and its calf were sold to two people on the same day, the first buyer has the right to shecht on that day, and the second buyer must wait to shecht his calf the next day to avoid the Isser Eisav Es Benay. The sources for Eisav Es Benay and Benay Va Eisai. If one shefted a mother and her offspring, he's liable for Malkus regardless of whether it was first the mother and then the offspring, or first the offspring and then the mother. The machlik is sumchis v'chacham in the case of shachta v'ezbaz bita v'achkech shachat bita. If he shechted the three generations in the following sequence, first the grandmother, then the daughter's daughter, and lastly the daughter, the chacham holds sevikas arbam. He gets only one malchus because the shechita of the daughter is one forbidden act. While sumchis v'mishum remeir sevik shmeinim, he gets two malchus because the shechita of the daughter includes two isurim, one for oisav es benai and one for benai v'oisav. The discussion in Sumchas whether he holds Ochol Shnei Zeisi Chelim Behelim Echad Chayiv Shtayim. If one repeated the same transgression B'meis did intentionally, and in the interim he did not get a second Hasra, a second warning, whether they are considered two separate Averis and he gets two Malkus, one for each Avera, or not. The two Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda V'Chacham regarding the Gid HaNasha, the sciatic nerve that is forbidden in consumption. Shel Yamin V'Smail, whether one gets Malkus for the two Gidin on both sides, or only for the Gid on the right side. Pachas Mekazayas, whether one gets Malkus for a Gid smaller than the Kazayas, or only for a Gid that is a Kazayas.